This week's e-break has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
2:38 on the Sweet Spot. Appreciate you being with us on this Friday. We have the hard line and why today doesn't suck coming up in just a little bit. To go back a few segments in our discussion about Sean Sweeney taking the Orlando Magic job, I'd forgotten that Mike Malone took the North Carolina job.
We'll just go get him anyway.
I mean, that sort of blacked out there for a second.
Okay.
So, call my
it's
own
because
foul.
We had one name in mind. We had Sean Sweeney as the future Mavericks head coach, and now we're scrambling.
Well, no need to scramble now because Monty's got us this segment. It's the NIT break.
Thank you very much, Sean. Anyone want to guess how many candidates we have?
One. One candidate. That's all we need.
You're wrong.
Well,
six.
Oh.
I just want one really long candidate one of these weeks.
Nine?
If you'd like to think of them as all just one bad week for the station, then go ahead. But we have six individual candidates here. But two of them, or two people make up four of them.
Two people.
It's like Abby and Brittany. Kind of.
Kind of, yeah, I guess. Yeah.
I don't follow, but...
I don't know.
If they were pregnant, I suppose. All right, candidate number one here is one of those double turkeys, and that is Jacob Dettemore. Old Deddy.
Love it.
White Deddy, starting off, was tasked with, during the Musers, kind of the one thing he has to do on a daily basis, and that is play their audio when they ask for it, not be out of the room.
Mm-mm.
And he was out of the room when they asked him to play audio.
Mm-mm. This really hit the presses of, here's some players stepping forward. This is actually Von Miller and Stefan Diggs talking about it like a year ago. I think Von Miller has a podcast, and this is before the World Cup even came to town and started putting down these surfaces. Do you have it, or does Daddy have it? Oh, and he's out of the studio. Okay, we'll get that in a second. But they were basically having that conversation of, hey, when FIFA comes in, any sort of soccer match they play over there, they're over here, they're on natural grass.
I think we have it now.
Okay.
No, our game.
Come on.
Did Daddy overly apologize when he got back into the room?
Yeah, I think you just said sorry and
sorry,
damn it.
Sorry.
It's okay, Daddy.
Dump that.
And then he tried to blame it on Bruce.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think Junior was too happy there at the end, the way he said, we finally have it.
We finally.
Yeah. Not a big fan of having to wait for the audio. But that does make the first part of candidate number one on Daddy. We played a little bit of this on Tuesday for Afternoon Jub. This is also Deddy. This was on Memorial Day when you had the Funhouse with Travis and Sod. And then the afternoon show was Deddy, Baldy, and David Moore. Well, beforehand, they were talking about in their previous mix, the Funhouse, what the ticket comparisons to Dallas Stars would be. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think George was Jamie Benn or... You know, I think Mino, you were Matt Duchesne.
Okay, I'll take that.
The good players. And then Bruce called Deddy Adam Ernie, who I didn't even really know, so I don't think he meant that as a compliment. And they told Deddy this, and he decided to whip out his triple fake Bruce Levine.
Bruce Levine said that, Deddy, you're Adam Ernie.
Wow.
Okay.
I don't know. It was not my decision.
Yeah, no, just reporting.
We're just reporting. I asked them how they would, you know,
I kept saying,
together.
No, he's Tyler Sagan. He's Tyler Sagan.
Don't lie. Don't sit over there and lie to my face like that.
Well, to be fair, I wasn't looking you in the eye when I said it.
But, you know, well, Adam Ernie's still on an NHL roster.
Right, he's a pro.
All right. Every single liner matters.
Well, in response to Bruce's critique of where I rank in Stars hierarchy, my response is...
Got him. I think nailed to the cross.
The winner is.
Yeah, I gotta give it. I gotta say, Deddy won that.
Yeah,
hard not to put that in Deddy's ledger.
I do By the way, show more often with Bruce than with Deddy, so I'm gonna side with Bruce.
Well, a lot of Man, fake. He was ghost tour laugh there at the end.
Yeah. He was really upset. I think it'd be an honor to be compared to Adam Ernie. He's been in the league for 10 years. It could be worse.
And Travis will
Tyler
learn,
Myers.
Travis will learn to lay out better in that situation.
The layout was way too short.
Yeah. That was very loud.
We should still be trying to clear them out of the studio right now.
They could have let him twist a little longer.
Yeah. Either way, you think Bruce Levine was sitting at home like, man, why am I on fire right now?
He got me. That's the actual Bruce Levine.
Don't burn me so good, Jacob. All right. Deddy is candidate one and candidate number two. Speaking of double turkeys, candidate three and four are from Sunday morning.
Mm.
Matthew Birmingham.
He's back.
Right.
Back where he belongs. And this one is him finally discovering how to say a very common word.
You're right. What could you have possibly gotten into? Like, I guess just the seating, but is there literally anything else that would make sense? Who had the best hand turkey?
Do you get valedictorians if, like, you're the best kindergartner?
Do you get what?
I'm not going to say it again because I don't think I've ever said
valedictorian.
I passed out. You're not a Victorian that they're giving the A-OK sign to.
Oh, it's Dictorian. Whoops.
It's valedictorian. Yeah. Were you an invalid or a valid Victorian?
I never was, no. So I never had to encounter that word before.
I got the seal of approval.
Wow.
They would immediately strip you of your title if you went up there and said, I'm the valid Victorian. The salutatorian would raise a fit.
Just escort you off the stage after. He's like, no, we don't need to hear this. Boy, Ham's valedictorian speech would be something else.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
So Ham thinking it's valid Victorian.
I thought it was an Eovaldi situation.
that's your Nathan Eovaldi.
And a lot of people screw up salutatorian. They say salutatorian, which it's not the same thing.
No, but Ham just added a V right in the middle of valedictorian and made it the valid Victorian.
The high school Heisman.
Like, you have some fake Victorians, but the one who actually finishes at the top is the only valid.
It's a little pretentious. They could just call it MVP.
Valedictorian.
Valedictorian.
All right, so there is the first part of the Ham double turkey. The next one here is, I think, Ham just trying to say two words at once. You're also going to hear me have a Cavs or Friday level voice squeak, which I don't think I've done in a long time, but
never.
Here you go.
The Cavs.
That's what we call perseverance.
Hey, guys.
Thank you. But you also gave up a couple times, but then came back, so it's perseverance.
Correct.
Did you guys walk?
Well,
you're a jerk.
Yeah.
What? I can ask Baldy if he walked.
He said you guys.
I was looking at him. I wasn't getting you.
Go
yet.
Ahead and answer.
I refrain from walking in solidarity with those
your Monty.
Who I courage. Definitely knew at the time. And actually may have played pool against at one point and hadn't realized it yet.
Really?
Yeah.
I too knew of Juan.
What? Knew of Juan? Juan who?
What?
Who is this Juan you speak of, Ham?
Your voice.
I don't know.
What the hell is going on?
I knew Monty back then.
Okay.
Man.
Ham.
Yeah, we might just have to put that all on Sunday morning.
That was a mess of a segment even before the evening. I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah, that's all from one segment. And I don't know. It's not like I was sick or anything. Like, when I did Cavs and Friday, I was very sick. But this one was just out of nowhere.
Ham!
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 I'm going to have to ask my manager.
And then, Ham goes, I knew of Juan, which I think he was either trying to say I knew of him or I knew of Monty. And he just combined that to I knew of Juan.
I knew of Juan.
Which I think we have to put it on Ham, because if Ham didn't stop us down, my voice would have been perfectly fine.
Start calling you Wanty.
And I'll call him
Ham.
All right. Ham, candidate three and candidate number four. Candidate number five here is on Corby Davidson. Now, when we do Why Today Doesn't Suck, you will hear him and the rest of the hardline out at Jub Jam.
Jub Jam.
Well, he decided to call it something else, And you're not going to be able to tell what that is from the beep, but you guys know who plays second base for the Yankees?
Jazz Chisholm Jr.?
Uh-huh. Well, if you take out the first vowel there in jazz and put an I...
Okay.
That's what he called it for some reason.
And here today on this May 26th, Jub Jam Week.
Jub Jam.
Colonial Week, Jub Jam Week. We'll be there Thursday at Colonial. Friday at the Jam. Nam.
Whoa.
What? I'm just being street.
I.
You made Ham dump you.
You can't. I was just being cool. I was just laid back.
You were very laid back.
Wait, maybe too laid back.
And we're on the air now. So what we're going to do is.
All right.
Which if the bird dogs went on stage and just handed out ponchos, I don't know if that would be able to benefit it's any like, charity.
Like a Gallagher show.
Yeah. So he said that and Nam?
Jam.
Jam.
He said double J. It was illiterate. So yes, I just don't
We need to put that on.
It's not a great title for a benefit concert for seniors.
Or
source.
A jar of preserves. I wouldn't want that either. Uh-uh. I'll take apricot instead.
I'll take marmalade.
They're making me use that one. I'll eat my pancakes dry, I think. All right. There is Corby Davidson. He is candidate number 5. Lastly here on the NIT break, before we vote, the man who threw up this weekend.
Oh.
It's Lando.
Lando.
And you'll probably be able to tell by the way he talks that he did throw up recently. Because he sounds like he's knocking on death's door.
28 feet.
This like a Steph Curry range. Like, all right, I'm going to shoot this. And it was just buckets.
This is incredible. And yeah,
we need more. We need more of this.
And I love
before I hate him.
I also love that Chet Holmgren is looking so pedestrian in this series. Because I think we all quietly don't like him. And the fact that Wimby sees red.
Oh, yeah.
When Chet's out there, it's so fun.
Because he was bleeding. Is that why he saw red?
Oh,
wow. What happened to my
face? Are you okay?
Are you bleeding?
Do you have internal bleeding?
Let's try it now. It sounds better. All right.
There we go.
Okay, Lando.
I'll be good.
Okay, good.
Did you fall on your drum set again?
We have audio, I think.
We do. Oh, there it is.
And it kept getting worse.
Yeah.
Like, blood. Okay, that sounded weird. And then you go back in and it just keeps going downhill.
Was that why he saw red?
Oh,
wow. What happened?
Oh.
Was that why he saw red?
Gosh, you are just... We're at the hospital. He's getting his last rites read to him. We're all praying for little Lando.
Wow, what happened?
Is that why he saw red?
Oh,
wow. What happened?
Are you okay?
Oh, well, Lando, you're doing great now.
Oh,
all right, let's vote. Is it Deddy not doing his job and playing audio? Is it Deddy trying out accents? Is it Deddy or Ham in the Valid Victorian, not knowing Juan, Ham, Corby in the Jam, or Deathbed Lando? Let's start with Deathbed Lando.
A new one.
All right. Sean.
I just got a text from Corby that says he said Nam, not Jam, but either way.
Does that make it better?
Either way, I'm voting for the snake.
Yeah, the problem was the first word.
Yeah.
Not the second word, right. Corby, so that didn't clear anything
either
up.
Way, he gets my vote.
All right, him. Mino.
What can I get for $5? Give me Corby.
All right. I will, I'll throw Lando a little pity vote.
All right.
Give him one just to have there. Either way, Corby and the Nam, I still can't say the first one, so just Nam wins this week's NIT break.
Everybody go to the Longhorn Ballroom.
Yeah. Giving him 8 all time, he still has 6 to catch. Damn.